Hello, Debbie speaking.
Hi, Debbie. It's Nella. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Sorry, I missed your call.
That's okay. Let me just bring up a... Okay. So we've received an initial response from the insurer.
Yep.
Okay. Their thoughts on this one,
yep,
that there may not be any protection solely from the public liability.
Are you kidding?
Because it looks like some of it may incorporate the professional indemnity protection, which...
Sort of protection, sorry?
Yeah, professional indemnity, which is
right.
When you give advice. Because of the faulty work, like the faulty workmanship or design component of the claim. What we've done is we have asked them, they've said that that this is their initial thoughts. They will proceed to, and we've asked them to do this, is to proceed to do some further investigations for us to see where it lies. So that we can get them to look at appointing an assessor and go through all of the documentation that you have in full. So at this stage, I'm going to send you an email with all of this in there, so I won't...
Yeah.
I'll just sort of keep it brief. So at this stage, what we're sort of saying is that you may need to look at this as an uninsured loss.
Debbie, I can't. I run a business and I've got Dean involved for this purpose. There's got to be something that's got to be done. I cannot take liability of everything and everyone that runs into my business. And that's what's happening at the moment. So I have insurance for a purpose. I got Dean involved. I left my other insurer for the purpose because Dean told me that he's going to be able to help me and I need help. I cannot absorb this cost. I cannot. So I don't know. I know you are, and I'm not having a go at you, please.
Yeah,
but
no,
I hear
this
from all the insurance companies. Yeah. You're taking my money, and then everyone wipes their hands. Sorry, it's this, all that. No, I have insurance, and this insurance company needs to back me up on this. Okay, this is why I've come to you guys, and I know you don't understand. I'm not having a go at you. I'm just so sick of hearing it. Doesn't matter where I turn and who I turn to, it's always someone that's taken a shitload of money from me and unable to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I need to honestly, someone's got to help me here. I haven't paid all this money to hear that they're not going to help me and it's an uninsured whatever.
Yeah.
Because this is what insurance companies do. They take your money and then they don't help.
Yeah. Look, we're still, this is the initial
view
of the claim. I have asked them to delve into it a lot deeper, so that means appointing an assessor that can actually go through things in more depth than what their initial assessment is. I just want to let you know what they've said to me.
I get it.
And not keep you in the dark and pretend.
But well, what am I supposed to do from here?
Through.
So I've got the client that's yelling at me. I'm so stressed. I can't even sleep at night. It's something that's been out of our hands. Like we've engaged in a contractor. So what are businesses supposed to do? I don't understand.
So you've engaged. So this is from my understanding. Is that where the keying in of the data for the scope of the roof pitch. Who did that? Was that somebody that you engaged professionally?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
So what, and I've put this in the email from my understanding, that the services of a third-party provider that you've asked for their professional advice and services, it may be appropriate to notify them of
we
the
have.
Case because if it's discovered that it's their design or their fault, that caused the loss, then that may trigger a claim under their policy.
Yeah, so what I've done is, and this is why I've come to you, because we sat down with Dean, is that we've already told him, he's admitted to it, but he's gone, oh, well, I can't do anything about it. Well, no, yes, you can. Like, I take out the insurance, you have too, so he's got to take it. But I've been told to come through you guys, and then you guys will work it out with them.
So he's got professional indemnity insurance.
Yeah, of course he has. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know. So what we're trying to do is the insurers at the moment, I suppose, is just trying to find out from all of this information that's coming in, going deeper into it, to finding out where this sort of goes. So is it from A to B, or is it A over to D that's responsible and it skips?
Okay, so he's actually, I can send you the email that he's actually admitted to fault, saying, well, yeah, but it is his fault. Yeah.
Send everything through to me that you've got there, because more I can give the insurer, the more they can investigate it and see where we land with it. I'm trying to help you mitigate your loss.
I know,
to keep going, because I don't want to, you know, if there's something you can fix whilst we're doing this in the background, then I would get it fixed so that you're not going to keep incurring further and further losses.
I'm not incurring it.
Because we put a stop on it, I know, just to slow it down a bit so that we could at least get the insurer come back with a claim and look at it.
But then they're not going to have something on me going, they're not going to say to me, oh, well, now you guys are fixing it, so we can't, because I know how they work. It's just really unfair that we all have to take out insurance. We can't even run a building business without insurance, right? Mm-hmm. And then they don't help you. We've been in different circumstances with insurance companies, and never have we been able to get help. I can't understand it. I can't. This is why people actually commit suicide, because we do the right thing. The people that do the right thing can never, ever get any type of help.
Yeah, I understand.
Actually, beyond a joke.
As a business owner, I can understand.
Well, we're doing the right thing. But, Debbie, we do the right thing. We've got all the insurance. We actually sat down with Dean and we said, this is what we do. What do we need? Now, how is it that I'm not insured? And I'm not saying I don't want to pay the excess for this either, because it's not on me.
I'm just preparing you to view it. That if you view it as it's not insured, what steps would you take?
Well, I'd have to close the doors, get rid of my staff, and literally deck myself to try and pay for the loss.
The loss.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not having to go at you. I promise you with all my heart, because you are so helpful. This actually breaks me, because another time we had an engineer that did it with staircases, and I had to absorb $119,000. $119,000. Because why? Same circumstance. This is why we moved to Dean. Mm-hmm. And now I'm having the same issue. Not saying that it's Dean or you, but how can this be?
Mm.
Look, I'm going to accumulate all the information that I can. I'll send it off to you, and I'll make sure that...
it.
I
will work my hardest on this.
I know you are. I'm just so pissed off, because personally, professionally, we do everything the right way. And when I hear that people do dodgy shit and they get away with it, it actually eats at me. Because Tony and I work our bloody hardest, right? And we miss out on our babies growing up, sending them to school and not having days off, and school holidays, dumping them here, dumping them there to survive. And this is what happens.
Yeah.
This is what gets me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I'll accumulate all the information. I'll send it to you. Dean's not back for another 3 weeks. Is that right, or four?
No. 3 weeks, because it's been a week now. Another 3 weeks. I'm still including him in correspondence, so hopefully... Yeah.
Oh, look, he's on holidays. I don't expect anything.
Yeah.
But the problem that I've got is I've got to go back to the client. We put everything on hold. Now we've got to shut our warehouse down and get staff to try and fix this issue. This is a thing. Now, I'm at loss. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. Anyway... All right, thanks, Deb. Thanks for giving me a heads up, and I'll start accumulating some information.
All right, and I'll send you the email so that you've got from what the insurer said, our response and my response.
Thank you.
We've just talked about, because that way we've got everything in writing for you. And we'll just, I'll keep working and see.
So your suggestion is that we can try and fix the issue now, yeah? Because they're gonna go full force now.
Because it costs you, $50,000 now, and you can fix it and stop it at 50 instead of taking it, and it's going to end up costing you more and more because you're delaying it.
But what I'm actually scared of is when you're saying it's going to cost you, it's going to cost me. I'm not going to pay it. It scares me.
I'm not a business owner. My terminology might not be 100% correct. So, I'm trying to, that you're not, there's nothing coming, more money coming back on you, in the event that it's not claimable.
There's got to be something, the assessor will appoint,
the ball is rolling now,
okay.
So you're not sitting there. So whilst you're doing, because you can show the assessor, look, this is what I've been doing, they can see that, at least they can see that, you are working towards it, to continue things going. So that's what I would say. But that's your decision. I can't tell you to do that because it's not my business. I can't do that. All I can say is...
But the only thing that I want...
Have a talk about it and see.
So the only thing I don't want is if that we start fixing it and then you guys come back and go, wow, you shouldn't have fixed it, because every way we turn, we're going to get our asses kicked. Like, we're not going to... You know what I mean? That's what I'm worried about. And that's something that I'm trying to avoid. So it's either I fix it or I don't fix it, but I'm not going to accumulate more money. That's the issue that I've got. So I'm a bit confused. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. Anyway, send me that email and I'll try and sort something out. Yeah. All right. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
That's all right. And please ding out if there's anything else I can do. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you,
okay.
Debbie.
No worries.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.